There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc.
And it starts now.
Buddy, this is the Transformation Network's The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, JD, Psychic Explorer, also known as the Psychic Lawyer. My amazing co-host is Dr. Pat Basile, and she will not be able to join us tonight, but we have a Rocky Trainer, who's my substitute co-host. Rocky's also my business manager. For those of you who've been to any of my events throughout the country, Rocky travels with me. We just got back from a great tour of Houston. I want to thank all the people of Houston, Great Day Houston, host Deborah Duncan, the entire team there, Body, Mind, and Soul, for hosting my Spirit Communication events. It's a wonderful store. If you haven't been there, please go to it. And Rocky, we're gearing up for some more stuff coming up, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's the Psychic and the Rock tonight. So
The Psychic and the Rock. I like rock. That. Yeah, we got a good theme tonight for the show. It's Leap Day. This only comes by once every four years. It is February 29th, and this is Leap Day. So the theme of the show is Look Before You Leap.
And also, we're inviting any leapers, meaning people born on Leap Day, to join us this evening. I bet you're partying because it only comes around every 4 years. However, you're welcome to join us this evening as well.
I'm glad you said that, because I saw in the news today, there's a gentleman who was born on February 29th, and he's celebrating his 21st birthday, meaning he's 84 years old. Because they showed the picture of this guy celebrating his 21st birthday, and I'm looking at him going, man, he looks really tired for 21. And then I realized that his birth date only occurs every 4 years. But Look Before You Leap encompasses many things. Awareness. Situational awareness is an extremely important thing. When I was a kid, my dad, the Navy SEAL, was always drumming into me, look before you leap. And I remember one hot summer day, I walked down to the beach and it was calm, perfectly calm day. There was probably, when you looked up and down the beach, hundreds of people in the ocean standing together, sloshing around. And Dad always said, before you leap into the ocean, look before you leap. He said, because there could be strange currents. There could be rocks, and you got to notice the water. Now, it was a very calm day, and it didn't look like anything. And all of a sudden, I saw something. I saw a huge dorsal fin come up, and behind it, a caudal fin. In other words, that meant it was a shark, because they have a dorsal fin and then a fin near their tail called the caudal fin. Broke the water, and I could tell from the size of it, it had to have been about around 7 or 8 feet long. And then it went smoothly below the surface. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm the only person on the beach who saw it. And I started thinking, if I scream shark, we're going to get that scene from Jaws. And I remember I told Rocky about this, and everyone knows that scene from Jaws where people run out of the water, but you don't want to do that. And Rocky, you know, why don't you want to do that?
Well, when you cause commotion in the water, it makes it murky because sharks don't have very good eyesight. So they think it's a fish or something that they would eat that is in trouble, and they'll attack it and start chewing it.
Exactly. And all the vibration, they respond to vibration. So I went to the edge of the water and I said, everyone, calmly get out of the water. People are just staring at me. I go, everyone. And then, you know, people start calling me names. One guy called me a 12-lettered word indicating an improper relationship with one's maternal parent. And I was trying to get people out of the water. And then all of a sudden it came up again. And everybody saw it and started screaming shark. And then folks are running out of the water. And unfortunately, the scene from Jaws started happening. So I started running down the beach yelling, get out of the water. And this big burly guy started running with me. And then he picked up a piece of coquina and he goes, let's hit it. And I remember I grabbed his hand. Now I was 16 years old and I'm this lanky teenager. And this guy was built like Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. And he looks at me like he's going to bust me in two. And I say, please, if you injure it or scare it, it could go into a frenzy and kill somebody. He said, I never thought of that. He goes, we got to save people. So he drops the rock and now we're running down the beach together, screaming, get out, get out. And when it came close to the shore, and it really did, we could see that it was a bull shark, which are extremely aggressive and dangerous.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, they're horrible. But we did manage to get all these people out of the water. And it all comes down to you look before you leap. Now, on another vein, Rocky and I were in Salt Lake City. And this is really interesting because spiritual synchronicity is when you're in the right place at the right time and you know that this was in no way happen chance. And yeah, we picked up some lunch and we were looking for a place. We're driving around looking for a place to park and eat it. And we kept driving and driving. And finally, we were going by this park. And Rocky said, we need to go there. And I said, yes, we do. So we pulled up to the park. And then Rocky.
And so we drove a little bit to find like a nice shaded area. And Salt Lake City has beautiful trees, but not so many. And so we found an area. And it was about 50 yards from where the restrooms were. And then on the other side, they had beautiful soja grass, which is not typical of that area. But it was a beautiful area, and it had an area for children to run through sprinklers. And there were these sporadic, really cute sprinklers. And we sat down. We proceeded to open up our sandwiches and our drinks, and we were enjoying ourselves. And I happened to look at this adorable little girl. She couldn't have been more than three. And she had a bathing suit with a tutu on. And you could tell she was already in the sprinklers. And she was just twirling and running and just wandering by herself. And I thought, gee, that seems awful strange for a child that little not to have an adult nearby.
Right. And she wandered right up to the public restrooms.
She was now in front of the men's room. And then from my peripheral vision and Mark's peripheral vision, a man was sitting in the car, and he gets out of the car and he wasn't heading for the restroom. He was heading towards the child. And Mark says, you better go because I'll have your back. What I read from Mark was, you get up and you approach that child, you intercede. And so I got up and I walked up to the little girl, and the man was standing right at the same distance between she and I. And I said, do you know this man? And she looks at me with this adorable face and says, no. And I go, and as soon as she said no, he turned. And I mean, he left.
Bolted. And I was like ready to go after him, but I wanted to make sure Rocky and the little girl, because we both, our spider senses were tingling. Then what happened,
yeah,
Rocky?
Then I said, I'm a safe person. Where is your mommy? And she said, oh, mommy's not here. And so I said, oh, well, who took you to the park today? She said, my Nana. And I said, where is your Nana? And she pointed over into a different direction. And she pointed to a woman that was sitting on a blanket with her head in a book, not even looking up. And I said, can I walk with you up to your Nana? Let's go and see your Nana. She goes, oh, okay. She was so agreeable because she's an adorable, innocent child. And so we walked up to her Nana, and I said, "Excuse me." And she looked up like, "Well, who are you with my granddaughter?" And I said, and she didn't say that, but that look. And I said, "Hi, I escorted your little granddaughter back here because she was playing near the restrooms and a man approached her who, when I walked up to her and the man, he ran away." And the grandmother leapt to her feet, picked up the little girl and began to cry and goes, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll never leave my eyes off her again." And
And
I'm
you know,
thinking, but you
yeah,
did.
but she did. And the thing is, this is one of those look before you leap. I mean, when you're with children, put the book down, put the phone down, you pay attention. Okay. That guy had evil intent. Okay,
and
I'm going
to
go out
to...
evil intent. We picked up on it, and for whatever reason, Rocky and I were guided to that place at that time. The thing is, though, there's not always a Rocky and Mark there, and it may come down to you paying attention. And these days, like, people don't pay attention. To make light of it, I saw a post on Facebook where all these people are in a public park sitting on benches looking at cell phones and Bigfoot's walking by. And the caption read, "This is why there's no recent photos of Bigfoot."
Yeah.
Okay. Cause everyone's like all the time, you know, with the phone, and it's a wonderful device, but pay attention to the world around you. And certainly whatever the situation, look before you leap. Okay. We're going to go to a short break. Then we're going to come back. This is a call-in show. We will be taking calls from listeners, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Mark Anthony, and this is The Psychic and The Rock tonight. We'll be back in just a minute.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you like to become a published author by sharing a true personal story in collaboration with other amazing voices? We are currently accepting stories for Wellness GPS, Getting Prepared for Success, which is book 3 of the All Things Wellness Trilogy. For more information about becoming an author and to reserve your spot, visit allthingswellness.com/authors, or you can reach out to me at peggy@allthingswellness.com.
So many of us find that we are stressed, unfulfilled, frustrated, and unhappy, and we do not know why. Hi, I'm success coach Gary Miles, and I'm the host of the Free Lawyer Podcast. It's my passion to coach other attorneys, entrepreneurs, and professionals like you to build your personal and your financial freedom. And my podcast is dedicated to helping you achieve the success you've always dreamed of. I help you uncover the hurdles that are holding you back, and I free you from the mindset blocks that cause your burnout and you're overwhelmed. With regular continuing support through texts and emails between sessions and tangible tools you can apply every day, you will gain the confidence and clarity to achieve your goals successfully and effectively. To learn more about how my free lawyer coaching program can help you and to subscribe to my podcast, The Free Lawyer with Gary Miles, visit www.garymiles.net. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Mark Anthony, and you're listening to The Psychic and the Doc on Transformation Network. My amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, can't be here tonight, so we have Rocky. And so tonight is The Psychic and the Rock. And Rocky travels with me to all of the events that I do, and we've got a bunch of great things coming up. March 8th through the 10th, is the Sedona Ascension Retreat. And if you go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, you can find out about getting tickets. They're still available for the Sedona Ascension Retreat. And then on March 15th and 16th, I've got online light circles. And the light circles are limited to 6 people so that everybody receives a reading. You can find out about all of that. And I also encourage people to sign up for my website. Go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, and that is at afterlifefrequency.com. Hey, Rocky, what do you say we go to the phone lines?
I think that's great. Sierra, who is the first person you have on, please?
Up first, we have Angela from Oregon. Angela from Oregon, you are live.
Hey, Angela, this is Mark Anthony. How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. How can we help you?
Well, I've called in before. It's been a year and a half or whatever. But it's just nice to check in with you guys. And I don't know, I guess, see if there's any messages or I can share some of the stuff that I learned from the last reading.
Before we do that, for the benefit of Angela and all the callers, when you call in, please let us know how we can help you, okay? Because if you just say, give me a message, I mean, your spirits may come through and say, you know, you need to, you're going to have a glass of water sometime in the next year. So try to be a bit more focused. And I'm not being, you know, facetious when I say that. Now, Angela, let me open up to frequency and see who we got. I'm getting a female energy coming through. She feels like, now here's the thing, she could be on your generational level, which means like a sibling or a friend, but she may be on the one above it. Could be like a parent or an aunt or someone a bit older than you that could be a friend. And the thing is, I'm getting this horrific pain in the left side of my chest. And so there was something going on with this woman's chest, breast. I feel like she was coughing a lot. Feels like my lungs are on fire. Now, that could be different causes of death, different medical conditions have a similar physical sensation as I experience it. This could be COPD, emphysema, but this could also be some type of disease with the lungs. And I'm getting this terrible sensation trying to swallow, like I can't swallow. It almost feels like she was intubated, that she may have been on some type of ventilator. Does anything there make sense to you, Angela?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay. Don't give me her name, just the relationship to you and how what I said makes sense.
A friend of a friend, and she got acute severe pneumonia
and was intubated.
Okay. Passed away quickly.
Now, I don't know if this applies to her or you or someone close to you, but she keeps showing me older model cars. You know, back in the day, I think like back in the late 60s and the 70s, when cars are like these enormous, we used to call them land yachts when I was a little kid, a land yacht, just these big old cars. And is there somebody connected to you that had a large car that was kind of a blue color, a big old blue car? And what's interesting is we're going from her to a gentleman that feels like he's connected to you through your mother's side of the family on the grandfather level. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Okay. I can't think of any cars right now.
That's all right. You know what it is? It's funny.
Probably come to me later.
Yeah, guys always think about cars, but we can never remember anniversaries or birth dates, and which women always seem to remember. So let's see. Why is this woman coming through? You said she's a friend of a friend. Is the friend that links the two of you another female who's here in this world?
Yeah, and she actually called in the November before last, and that girl came
Hold on. The reason she's bringing this up is she said that this I'm getting the sense from the spirit that your mutual friend is very distraught. That's the word, distraught. Do you know if she's going through some really tough times right now?
Yeah, and that was actually a similar message that she got a while ago.
Are you kind of the life raft for your friends? And by life raft, it is okay. She's saying that, that's why you're there. You're the life raft. A life raft is a metaphor for the stabilizing influence in other people's lives. And that's what she's saying that you are, Angela. And that's a really good role. Now, let's see if we can get this grandfather in. Because, he's coming through. And all right, I feel very nauseated. Now, the nausea indicates he may have been having difficulty eating or holding down food prior to passing. Sometimes nausea is a cancer indicator. Doesn't always mean cancer, but it could. And I get that he was older. He was up in years when he passed, because and it seems like he still had most of his hair, kind of salt and peppery, more on the gray side, more on the salt than the pepper. And I do feel circulation issues because my feet are icy and cold. Okay, does this make any sense with your grandfather?
He passed away. I can't remember if it was before or after I was born.
Okay. Well, let's see what he has to say to you. Are you a gardener? He showed me all this image of gardening, and I'm getting ladybugs all over the place. Ladybugs are the good bugs, and if you're a gardener, you like ladybugs. Sorry. So there could be something about a ladybug, an image of a ladybug, or gardening. Maybe you or he or someone close to you is a big-time gardener. What's going on there, Angela?
Well, I'm parked in front of a garden right now.
You're doing what?
And I do like gardening. I'm parked in front of a garden right now, and I do like gardening.
Okay, so your spirits are around you. All right, now, let's see if they can give you some advice. This is so cool. I'm hearing that song, I Love You Just the Way You Are. In other words, you're perfect just the way you are. Wow, Angela. That's a really good message. Yeah. Rocky, what's your take?
Well, the gardening, of course, is newness coming into spring. And if you are perfect the way you are, everyone is perfect. They just don't realize it. So I think maybe your grandfather is just so delighted to be in contact with you that you are perfect of the person that you are. And that's how he sees you. Maybe wants you to reflect on that's how you should see yourself too. And maybe that's how others see you.
You know, and I think that's a good point, Rocky. And I think that ties into the message, Angela, about you being the stabilizing influence in everybody else's life. And sometimes that's a very difficult role. And you may occasionally feel underappreciated or even at times taken advantage of, but realize that you're on the right path. So I'll leave that with you. And we're going to go to a short break. But when we come back, we'll be taking more calls from listeners. This is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. Tonight is the psychic and the doc. But tonight we have the psychic and the rock.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony.
I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you like to become a published author by sharing a true personal story in collaboration with other amazing voices? We are currently accepting stories for Wellness GPS, Getting Prepared for Success, which is book 3 of the All Things Wellness Trilogy. For more information about becoming an author and to reserve your spot, visit allthingswellness.com/authors. Or you can reach out to me at peggy@allthingswellness.com.
Everyone, you have tuned in to The Psychic and the Doc, and I'm Rock. I'm Rocky, Mark Anthony's business manager, and our wonderful co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, will be back next week. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here this evening, so I jumped in to help Mark with the calls coming in. And before we go to the callers, I want to let you know that Mark is going to be in Sedona next week at the Ascension Retreat. There's still a few more tickets left. Many spiritual people will be there. Wonderful, enlightening talks and events, as well as things in the vortex. And then right after that, a few weeks later, we will be in San Rafael, California. That's right near San Francisco, for the New Living Expo, and also at the Edgar Cayce ARE, that is in Virginia Beach, where Mark will be speaking. So we'll be all over the country this spring and summer with more things to come. And there is also Light Circles available online that you can tune into. So go to Mark's website, which is afterlifefrequency.com. And I'm going to turn it over to Mark.
Thank you. Also, tomorrow being March 1st, the new March edition of Best Holistic Life magazine's coming out. And also, if you go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, you'll see in the calendar of events, Best Holistic Life magazine. You can click on that and get the link to subscribe online or order a hard copy. And I got a cool article called Ides of March, The Power and Pitfalls of Prophecy. So,
however, you have one night left to go and see the Best Holistic Life magazine on 60 years of the Beatles. And Mark wrote an amazing article about George Harrison. So don't forget to try to click on a little bit later on and read that article, because that is awesome too. BestHolisticLifeMagazine.com.
Okay, Sierra, let's go to the phones. Who do we have up next?
Yes, yes. We have Trish from New York. Trish from New York, you are live.
Hey, Trish, how can we help you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah. How can we help you, Trish?
Hi, okay. Trish.
Oh, perfect. I got a nudge from Spirit that somebody's going to be coming through tonight. So I said, okay, I will. Somehow got a drop of your information, and this is my first time calling in.
Okay. You know, as soon as you said I got a nudge, I started picking up on an elderly guy, and he definitely had a few extra pounds on him, and I was smelling smoke. And it didn't smell like cigarettes. It could be a pipe or it could be cigars. I tend to think it was cigars. And, you know, of course, we don't always want to assume everybody's grandfather smoked cigars. And it doesn't have to be a grandfather. It could be an elderly gentleman connected to you, either through family or as a friend. But I'm getting him lots of cigar smoke. I mean, it's all over the place. And I'm getting that this guy had a brilliant mind. Brilliant, brilliant mind. And the weird thing is, Trish, I keep hearing a brilliant legal mind. So maybe he could have been an attorney, could have been a judge, could have been in law enforcement somehow. Does this make any sense to you? Go right ahead.
Yes,
in what way? Yes. Based on what I told you, explain how that makes sense.
The description of his size and the legal part of it and the smoke.
What is his connection to you? Like friend, cousin, grandfather? That's what I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I worked for him. I was an employee.
Oh wow! Okay. Long time ago. Okay.
It was my.
Hold on! Don't tell me too much. That's all I need to know, because I don't want to taint the reading with too much that I know. What I want to do is when I give you pieces of information, you need to verify that. Don't give me any more unless I ask you for something. And I want him to hold on. He keeps talking about Leo. Now, let me explain before you respond. Leo could mean the Leo time frame, which runs roughly from July 20th to August 22nd, give or take a day or so on either end. July 20 to August 20 to 22nd, there could be a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, which could be connected to you, Trish, to him, or to somebody close to you, either on planet Earth or in spirit. And because I'm getting a Leo, it's an image of a lion. It could be something about lions or images of lions, but this could also be an L name, like a Leo, a Leah, a Leon, something like that. Is there anything in Leo? Remember, it does not have to apply to the spirit. He's bringing this up for a specific reason.
He's correcting me.
In what way?
It's not the gentleman I thought it was. There's two people that popped in that would fit that description. And if you want to validate, I think it's my grandfather.
Yeah, okay, remember I said it feels like your grandfather? Okay, now,
yep.
We very well may have both of them here, because in my private readings, I give a lengthy explanation, an orientation, how spirits with a commonality come in together. So we got a grandfather who has some connection with Leo, and then you had a boss that you worked with. Were you some type of like a legal assistant, legal secretary? And before you say anything,
it was,
he said, can I finish, please? He said that you have a gift for being able to multitask, and he's making me taste glazed donuts. I'm tasting glazed donuts and coffee. All right. Any of that makes sense? You're thinking too hard. Go with what hits you first.
No, it does. But
in what way? See, here's the thing. We're on air. You need to explain to the listeners how this makes sense.
Well, the thing is, it's not this gentleman. This one was one my mother-in-law worked for, and my mother-in-law usually comes through the readings, and she would do the donut and coffee for him.
So that means that she's over there with him as well. Okay. Correct. Don't overthink and hyperanalyze things, because when you do that, inadvertently, you start creating a block. So you got all these spirits coming through. Let's see if they have a message for you and what you need to be doing. Hold on. Interesting. They keep showing you mailing lots of letters. Like there's a whole stack of envelopes. And I know these days we're generally sending emails, but are you sending out some type of letters, notification, invitations? I just get this stack of letters.
I actually have a stack of envelopes, and I mail books to people for free that help them with their healing.
There you go. So they're acknowledging that you do that. Okay. Hold on. And they said, stop second guessing yourself. They said that you're very well intentioned. You do a lot of great things, but you're your own worst critic. And they're not here to beat you up or to criticize you. They're telling you, don't do that because you don't need to. Rocky, what's your take on this?
Well, I think it's quite interesting that you have actually a collective of folks that have come through that have the background of the fact that the smoke, you have someone with donuts, all of these folks are around you, and you were able to identify all of these folks. So no, and I believe because you said you felt that spirit was going to connect with you this evening, I also feel that you're very evolved in the sense of knowing when spirit is around you, and they want to acknowledge the fact that they are, and they're there to facilitate you, probably to actually lift you to the next level of your own spiritual development. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very accurate interpretation. So Trish, I want to thank you for calling in appreciate it. Keep tuning in to the Psychic and the Doc. And Sierra, who do we have next?
Up next, we have Charlotte from Philadelphia. Charlotte from Philadelphia, you are live.
Hey there, Charlotte. Can you hear us well?
Yeah, hi. I'm here.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Hey, Charlotte. How's it going?
Hi, this is Pat. Oh, my gosh. Is this Mark Anthony and Dr. Pat? Oh, my God. Oh,
no. You don't have the... Hold on, Charlotte. Tonight, you don't have the psychic and the doc. You have the psychic and the rock. Dr. Pat is out this week, and my co-host tonight is Rocky, so we call her the rock. No, there's nothing to be sorry about.
Hi,
so,
Rocky. Nice to meet you. I love you. I've read two of your three books, The Frequency Connection, and I just have to say, somebody on the other side many years ago told me everything through a premonition that was in your book.
Interesting.
So I know everybody buy Mark Anthony's books. He is the real deal, and that's all I'm going to say. So who wants to talk to me tonight? Thank you for validating that what I've known is true for over 50 years.
It is. My book, The Afterlife Frequency, is about the science of spirit communication. I'm saying this for the benefit of the listeners, and what I've spent years doing research to explain that. Spirit communication, whether it's through a medium like me or you have a visitation, whether you see or feel a spirit around you or he or she or they come to you in a dream, if it's a near-death experience, a shared death experience, out-of-body experience, deathbed vision, that there is a sound scientific basis for all of it. And people have been reporting spirit communication for thousands of years. And in the past century, we now have the benefit of quantum physics, which is helping us to understand this. So I really want to thank you, Charlotte. How can we help you tonight?
I don't know that I need help. Can spirits do anything to help with people in our living world that are in trouble? It's not me. I just wanted to know if there's any way they can interject to steer someone going in the wrong direction. You don't like a lot of information, so I'm trying not to give
you
too much.
Well, I understand what you're saying. What I always recommend is, you know, we always want to call upon our spirits to help us, but I always tell people, ask God. God is the ultimate spiritual energy, the energy which binds, connects, unifies all of us. Because I hear people say to me all the time, very good.
Yes.
Keep it up. Because prayer is when we communicate, when we talk to God. Meditation is when we listen. Now, the tricky thing about asking for spiritual assistance from God is sometimes the answer is no. And, you know, people tend to, and I do not believe you fall into this category, Charlotte, but some people think that asking God for something is like sitting on Santa's lap with your, you know, this is what I want list. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, Rocky, you know what I'm talking about too, right?
Yes, well, I was going to say, being raised Catholic, I noticed those who are extremely faithful and also have gone into the cloth, they would ask in their prayer, please intercede for the best outcome. So maybe in your prayers, asked to intercede for the best outcome because everyone has their own path. And pray for people, which is very selfless, but don't forget to pray for yourself to help you.
I do. Absolutely.
On your journey. That's
Mark,
wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Mark, is there any way you could show me, or is there anybody coming in to talk to me that I know is here already in the spirit world? Do you feel anybody? Mark?
Hold just on. Remember, this is not Alexa. Okay? Because a lot of people come in and say, I want this. I'll open up the frequency.
I'm just asking, is there anybody here that's around?
All right. Charlotte.
Give me a message, maybe?
Charlotte, go ahead. Charlotte, I love your enthusiasm, but when I'm communicating with spirits, it is imperative that you do not talk over me or interrupt me. And the reason for that is it can cause me to lose the connection with the spirit. These are all things that I cover in my books and in my orientation in a private reading. So I'm going to open up to frequency, but kindly do not say anything until I say, do you recognize this or does that make sense? Because we don't want to lose the connection. I am getting a male energy coming through, and to me, he could be on your generational level, could be on the one above it, but he feels like he might be on your level, so this could be like a brother, a cousin, or a friend. And what I'm getting with him is I feel extremely cold, like I'm shivering and cold. Now, this could mean it may have been cold. The ambient temperature where he was very cold when he died. But I tend to think that this is a circulation issue. I'm also getting a bitter metallic taste in my mouth. That can indicate possibly this could mean some type of seizures or convulsions. This could also mean some type of drugs, legal or otherwise. And the thing is, the more I'm communicating with him, I tend to feel that this was a nice guy who sadly wandered down the path of addiction. And that his health deteriorated. That's why I'm getting the shivering and the metallic taste. And I'm getting a dizzy, disoriented sensation, which would indicate to me that drugs were a large part of how he passed. Now you may respond. Does any of this make sense to you?
Sorry, but no.
All right, hold on. You don't want to fall into the no syndrome. Instead, it's better to say, I'm not sure. Let me think about it. I don't know just yet. Because what's happening is you have in your mind who you want to hear from, which is I want, mm-hmm. which inadvertently mm-hmm. causes a block. And sometimes the person that you don't expect is coming through. This is somebody that you knew when you were in your 20s. Because that's about the age, he was like late 20s, early 30s when he died. And he keeps projecting to me the image of a ruby. Now, don't worry about him. The ruby, let's focus on that. Rubies are the birthstone for the month of July. So what he may be doing is bringing up a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event. Birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you, to him, or someone close to either of you within the month of July. Or this could mean a piece of jewelry of significance that you may recognize. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be connected to him, but to you in any way with a ruby in it. And because it's a ruby, it could be a Ruby, Rudy, Robbie, and because it's July, it could be a Julie, and any of those names. Anything there makes sense.
Sorry. My daughter's name is Julie, and she was born in July. That's
bada
it. I don't know.
Bada boom. Yeah, hold on. Before you start hyperanalyzing the message into oblivion, let's work with this. Okay. So he is one of several spirits who are around you, and they're talking about Julie, and she's here in this world. And they keep talking about her with precision, focus. Mm-hmm. Would you describe Julie as a very focused and or precise person, or are focus and precision issues maybe she needs work on?
She does not need work on those, but yes, focus and precision she has.
Then that's a yes. Okay. See, when an issue comes up, we don't want to jump to conclusions as to what it means. All right. Interesting. They're talking about her kind of pulling away from you, and that doesn't mean in a negative sense. I mean, she may be moving on to a new venture. She may be moving or relocating, but I'm not getting that it's like, I don't want to talk to you, but just sort of a pulling away. Go ahead.
That's my estranged daughter. Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know who the deceased person is. I don't know who that is.
All right. Stop hyperanalyzing and listen to the message, okay? Because that's the important thing, is not, you know, the identity of the person. They're trying to give you information, and you're so focused on, well, who is it, that you're going to block it. So Julie is the daughter that you talk to, and then you have an estranged daughter, which is pulling away. Is that correct?
Incorrect. Julie is my estranged daughter.
Julie is your estranged daughter. Right. It wasn't clear. All right. So Julie is the estranged daughter who is pulling away. Okay. They're telling me that you need to let it be. Let it be. And that doesn't mean let go of her. What it means is stop trying so hard, because she's going to cycle back around and make the contact with you. Okay. So that's what the message from your collective of spirits is. In other words, in the letting go is obtaining. Keep the door open. Always be welcoming. She will cycle back around. And I will leave that with you. Thank you so much for calling in, Charlotte. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great night, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye
now. Thank you.
Many blessings to you. Be well.
Okay. No. Go ahead, Rocky.
You know, I also think when people have that kind of separation, just to send out a note and say, I'm thinking of you, if they know where they are, and not anything that's like judgmental or in a negative form, but maybe just a little note that says, I'm thinking of you. I hope you are well. I hope this note finds that you're well. That is a way to bridge, to let the other person know that you are not cutting them off. You're not trying to take over their life or intercede in the sense of hurting them or being in their business, but just to let them know that they are loved and thought about. I think that's a good way too, because a lot of people are texting and not phone calling or not sending notes in the mail. Sometimes that means more, because then someone could reflect on that. That's just my two cents.
No, I think that's a really good point, Rocky, because especially with children, as they're getting older and they're spreading their wings, and a lot of parents are want to be very controlling and be, you know, be present in every aspect of that child's life. But, you know, the child, you have to realize, is going from being a child to a teen to an adult, and needs to establish who he or she is and find their own identity. And sometimes the hardest thing to do is to step back, because if you keep trying to control, and a lot of people don't see their controlling nature as being a problem.
Well, it's very difficult for someone to let go of their little nestlings, their children. And I remember reading Cahill Gibran way back in when I was younger, in my early 20s, about how a parent has to realize that they were the vessels to bring that spirit onto this planet, that they don't own them. They can nurture, they can educate, they can expose them to many wonderful things at many different levels of music, art, the technical fields, and to be closer as better human beings. However, there's a point when that being has been enriched and is ready to launch into their own journey. So, I was thinking of that when you were reading her, thinking maybe this daughter has become estranged, and not picking on her at all as a parent, because she loves her child so very much. But sometimes that, like you said, the spirits were telling you that that child's going to circle around and come back in. Because, of course, the big joke is, kids know everything at between 16 and 22. And then all of a sudden they at 23, 25, they go, gosh, my parents are really smart. So maybe that's what's going on with this person. And it doesn't have to be a numerical age. It could be a different age. Anyway, I'll let you
know. No, I think that's a really good point. I mean, you know, the difficult thing about children is they don't come with a manual. You know, it's like, and every human being is unique. Every human being is unique and everybody counts and everybody matters. And I think it's important now for all of us, you know, as look before you leap, our world is in terrible turmoil. And a lot of people feel that, you know, thoughts and prayers are meaningless, but they're not. Please pray for peace. Please do what you can to make your corner of the world a better place. You know, Rocky's story about that little girl, when she was telling it, it's not for anyone to pat her or me on the back. What this means is we have to look out for each other. And by doing that, you know, people say, oh, we have to raise our vibration. Well, you can sit there all day and send happy thoughts at, you know, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and guess what? They're not going to change. But what you can do is make your corner of the world a better place. You can also pray for peace, because what we have to do is pray that the people who are in positions of power will be guided to the better path. I mean, we're hearing all sorts of things that could lead to the destruction of life on this planet as we know it. But I have a very good feeling, based on messages I've received from the other side, that somehow we're going to make it. Somehow we are just going to make it through.
Well, I'm really hoping that's the case for sure. I see that we have Denise from New Jersey. Maybe we should ask Denise to come back next week, or do you want to say hello?
Well, we've got less than a minute left. So, Denise, thank you for calling in. I'm going to back.
Denise.
Yeah, the psychic and the doc will be back next week. And everyone, if you want to find out about my events coming up, please visit afterlifefrequency.com. And next week, Dr. Pat will be back, and I wishing everybody a happy leap day. Many blessings. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.